Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Las Vegas has felt the coronavirus economic hit more than most places in the U.S. The reason for that is we are an entertainment hospitality locale, and we depend on tourists to visit and spend their dollars. Some people are touting the need for Southern Nevada to diversify our employment opportunities. On the surface, that isn't a bad idea. We should always be looking to bring new business opportunities to the Valley. Only makes sense because new business opportunities mean new jobs. We know that Amazon plans to expand their customer fulfillment and delivery operations to the Valley, and that will result in about 2,000 permanent positions. Jobs offer a minimum $15 per hour wage and comprehensive benefits. Economic specialists have predicted the current recession will be short-lived compared with the most recent so-called Great Recession. It's true that the local economy will depend on a large return of visitors. That, of course, will depend on the widespread distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. When the state of Nevada opened with restrictions after a shutdown of nearly 3 months earlier this year, locals began to flock to local casinos and tourists began to return to the entertainment capital of the world. That is what we are, and that is what we should continue to promote. Some people are calling for Las Vegas to wean itself off casinos. They say we shouldn't depend on a tourist economy. They point to the 2009 economic downturn when President Barack Obama suggested that people save their dollars for their children's education instead of spending those dollars in Las Vegas. We crawled back from that recession, and the confidence in Las Vegas was apparent to everyone. Not only did various diverse companies move to Southern Nevada, but also construction on new resorts began to take shape. Between 2009 and 2020, the Genting Company began construction of Resorts World Las Vegas. They plan to open in 2021. In 2015, the Grand Bazaar Shops at Bally's opened their open-air mall featuring boutiques, specialty stores, restaurants, and fast food outlets. The Imperial Palace became the Quad in 2012. In July of 2014, Caesars named the Quad the Link Hotel and Casino, built an impressive promenade of shops, and added the now famous observation wheel. Yes, it's true that during economic downturns, Las Vegas has taken a hit, and sometimes a big hit. But when times are good, the employment rate is incredible. People flock to Las Vegas because of the handle that we are the entertainment capital of the world, the place people can count on for the kind of hospitality they can't find anywhere in the world. Yes, there are other entertainment venues in the world, there are other gaming resorts, and you can find excellent restaurants in just about any major city in the world. But the reason we are the place people turn to for entertainment and hospitality is that we have an abundance of it. We should never turn away from what it is we're known for. Should we diversify when it comes to employment opportunities? The answer is an obvious yes. We should always try to bring more and more business and industry opportunities to Southern Nevada. That only makes sense. But perhaps while we're in times of plenty, workers have got to learn to better save for the so-called rainy day. That may not solve all the problems, but when times are good, people certainly feel it. And while there is no one answer, everyone has got to make sure they're all planning for a time when something unexpected might hit. We should diversify for sure. But we should also continue to tout Las Vegas for what it is best known for, the fun, the food, the entertainment. It's an adult Disneyland. We should be proud of that idea. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.